Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Do you want to make the world a better place? Do you have an idea about how to make it happen but need some help? Let's go in-depth with Joel Bennett with Veal Hoden, Pella. So, Joel, you're looking for a do-gooder.
Yes. We've been talking for quite some time about the amazing things that already have been happening in this community with folks that want to drive positive social change, and we want to provide them an opportunity to do so and give them a space to work, resources to do it so that we can get some more good happening in the local communities and even around the world.
And so you're looking for applications from people that want to make a difference, and what you're going to give them is a space to work at Veal Hoden and then interactions with the people that are here and in the broader community.
Right. So the actual application process is simple. They just need to talk to us about, it's an online application. They fill out and tell us about what is it that you're trying to accomplish. What would that look like? What do you need, or what's involved in that? And then if they're selected, they would get a 6-month mobile membership to Veal Hoden for free. Allows them to work 24/7 and have an office space to not only get work done, but to meet with others in the community to help move their idea along, have the resources of some of the businesses that are already here that may be able to mentor or help them with specific issues. We'd also, with that, have some one-on-one coaching that's involved. And so from a financial standpoint, it's probably about a $500 value for the winner of this contest. But really, our intent in this is to have somebody who has a great idea that wants to move it forward but just isn't sure where to go with it, and that we can help them do that, get it launched, and start seeing the fruits of that here in Pella or worldwide. We have some great ideas that have even come out of Pella to impact things in Africa, Haiti, other parts of the United States. We don't want to just say it has to happen in Pella. It could happen anywhere, but the resources and the help that they would be getting would be from here.
Well, and are you being modest in saying this is a $500 value when you're going to get access to a lot of people that know a lot about, you know, consultants about the business world and the broader world? So,
absolutely. We talk in dollars and cents so people understand that this isn't just a small prize, but the at the end of the day, the help that they're going to get is going to be invaluable. We really, a lot of the people that I talk to, and they say, you know, I don't like what's going on in this sector or this area, or I want to work with the homeless, or I want to work with the environment and improve things. They have great ideas. They just don't know where to go with them. And so being able to sit down with others, talk about your idea, and start moving forward with it, sometimes in a very programmatic way and figuring out their plan, and other ways just being able to be connected with others with those same passions, you can make a lot of progress in a very short amount of time. So some people may look at this as a $500 prize. Other people will look at it as, you know, it's really kind of a priceless opportunity for them to move a dream forward. And so that's where we want to be a part of it.
So are you conceptualizing this as the creation of a nonprofit potentially or for-profit business?
Typically, they would probably fall under the nonprofit arena. There are some opportunities where it could be a for-profit business with a very strong what I'd call corporate citizenship or social awareness focus. I don't get so bent out of shape about is it nonprofit or for-profit, but definitely that their focus is on improving the world around them. And so, you know, a large part of the reason why we've done this is, you know, there's been a lot of discussion after the presidential elections and the other elections that have gone on about, regardless of what side you're on, who's going to do what needs to be done to help people. And, you know, our stance on this is, you know, presidents and politics, they don't necessarily help people or make change. It's people that do that. And so empowering normal citizens to step up and take their ideas, get them out there and start doing good in their communities is where this is all at. And so we want to be behind that. We want to provide kind of the firepower behind that, but at the same time provide a space that's going to allow somebody else to really make their dreams come true and make the world a better place.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Joel Bennett with Veal Hoden. Now, there's a lot of great nonprofits around, and a lot of people exploring various social reform issues and helping people out. How do we put this new one in context of all these other groups? Does it have, somebody have to come up with a completely different thing? Can they work within another group? I mean, what are your options? You don't want to recreate, you know, the wheel, reinvent the wheel, do you?
No, absolutely not. And so there may even be some nonprofits or some groups out there that have started this process. So I do want to make sure that people understand it could be a brand new idea that you want to launch. It could also be an idea that you've been working on for years, but you want to take it to the next step. Maybe it's you want to become a nonprofit, or maybe you are a nonprofit on a very small scale and you want to make this more regional. And so really allowing you to move forward with that. And so if you're a nonprofit out there that's already established, but you want to kind of move this to the next level or get assistance on a new program that you want to start offering, this application process would be for you as well. But if you're a college student at Central or even a high school student who has a great idea but you're just not sure where to go with it and you want some other people to speak into it, it's a great time to get your idea out on the table and see what we can do to make it a reality.
Okay, so really what the contest is about is it's about first identifying a problem, right?
Absolutely.
And then working with people to help you solve it.
Absolutely. So we've had some people recently that have talked very specifically in the Pella community about how do we engage students that are in the high schools and even in the colleges in serving more in the community. And so what would that look like and how do we engage them and can we use social media or other things? Well, those are all great ideas, but if we just talk about it, nothing ever gets done. And so if somebody wanted to launch an initiative on that, we can help with that. We've got others that are thinking more globally and saying, hey, I've seen a lot of the efforts in the community that have helped places like Haiti or Africa or South America, but I have a very specific passion or heart for this country or this issue. Maybe it's clean water or other things, and they want to start something. Well, let's talk about that. Let's get that idea out in the open and then figure out what is it that we know how to do already, and if we don't know how to do some of the things you're talking about, how can we connect you with resources locally, regionally, or even globally that can help you make that happen?
What do you see as some of the big needs in the community? Maybe to give people some hints.
Yeah, right now we have a couple of different groups looking at what we would call some of the unmet needs for Marion County. There are definitely some issues with housing, both affordable housing, but in some ways what I would call transitional housing, folks who are maybe between houses, they may be moving into the community for a job, or maybe they've lost their job and are between homes. And so it's not somebody looking for a home forever. It may be for 2 weeks, 30 days, 90 days to keep them from becoming homeless. Transportation is also a big issue. Things like folks that need transportation to and from medical appointments who may no longer be able to drive. It may also be people who just don't have a car for financial reasons, who need help getting to and from their jobs or being able to get to interviews. And there are some transportation options, but there's some limitations on hours, on cost, and just really getting our head around how could we improve that and find ways to get creative to make those things a reality. The last piece that, you know, I think a number of organizations have worked through more recently with the economy is just what I would call some of the poverty issues like food, education, those types of things, where you have families that because of extreme, whether fixed income or loss of jobs, are making choices. It could be medical care as well. And how do we connect them up with resources in the community that are either already there or start to come up with creative ideas to maybe it's plant a community garden. Maybe it's that's supporting a food shelf. Maybe it's coming up with ways that we can do mentoring or education or helping people write resumes or prepare for interviews or those types of things. Many of these services, if they're out there, people don't know about them. And if they're not out there, they're not hard to create. It just takes some time to get it going and get it advertised and marketed. And then you're making a difference right away.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Joel Bennett with Veal Hoden. It's sort of interesting, some things that we might take for granted, let's say you or I, a job interview, say, some people don't know how to do that. They've never been taught how to do that.
Absolutely, and we're seeing with the economy right now, it's not just folks that are coming straight out of high school or maybe out of college. There are also folks that have been employed for 30 years in a job and may have been laid off or whatever. They haven't had to think about getting a job for 25 years. They work for the same company. They may have, an educational ceiling that they bumped up against. Maybe they have a high school degree, but they don't have a college degree. And now as they look out for jobs, that's kind of getting in the way of them getting in the door. Some of them have never actually sat down for an interview. They've been hired by somebody that knows them, knows their skill set, trusts them. Now that job is gone, they're trying to sell themselves to a complete stranger. And that's not always a comfortable place to be. And so being able to sit down with somebody with experience in that area or somebody that can help them write a resume or just kind of give them some tips and training to get them where they need to be to sell themselves can be a huge help.
One of the things I'd like to get across to people that haven't been here is this is a fun intellectual environment. If you haven't been here and haven't seen all the interactions that are going on and all of the ideas that are flowing, you might not understand the significance of this opportunity for someone wanting to get something off the ground.
Yeah, I think, Veal Hoden is still kind of a mystery to a lot of people here in Pella. They've heard about co-working. They may know it's a place that you can get, have an office or work on your computer. But it's really a lot less about the space and more about the community and the collaboration. I can sit down and work on my laptop anywhere as long as I've got, wireless access or internet and, a place to spread out. But the reason that I come here and the reason that we've created a space like this is me being able to be around other people who are smart, bright, that have their own businesses or have their own nonprofits or ministries, and being able to bounce ideas off of them or ask, what is the best way you found to do this? Or who do you know that is able to help me with this? That's the collaboration that moves things forward. And so to get people to understand that Veal Hoden is not just a space, that it's really a collaborative community. It's where ideas are not only created, but also that we work the plan to make those ideas a reality. That's what Veal Hoden and this Do Good initiative is all about.
Okay, so you're looking for thoughtful people that want to make a difference in the world and just need a little bit of advice, help get it off the ground.
Absolutely. And I want to reiterate, that can be I've got an idea and I'm not even sure where it's going to go. And so you're really just in the idea stage, all the way up to somebody who has said, I've tried this, I've been doing this on my own for the last 5 years, and it's working, but it's not working like I'd like, or I'd like to have a greater impact. And you need somebody to kind of help you get over that hump. So it can really be anywhere on that spectrum, but I would encourage people, if there is something that you're passionate about, and please don't already start to self-select yourself on what's the importance or the priority of that. For somebody, that's going to be, I want to work with the homeless. For somebody else, it's, I want to make Marion County a prettier place to live, so I want to clean up garbage, or I want to take care of XYZ, or I want to plant wildflowers, or whatever it is. We're not asking you to determine what the impact of that would be. We'll leave that to us. What we want to do is help you do whatever it is that you want to do and get that idea out of the back of your brain or something that you're going to continue to ponder for the next 10 years and put it out in the forefront in the community and make it happen.
Okay, so what's the procedure? Do I need to write a paragraph? Do I need to write 10 pages or just stop by? What's the procedure?
Yeah, the simplest way is if people want to just either stop by Veal Hoden at 709 Main Street and touch base with us. They can stop in and we can give them more information. For those that are online, they can also find information about the contest on Facebook. It's facebook.com/VeelHoden, and they'll see a couple of posts there about how they can apply. The application process essentially is a 1.5-page information gathering piece. So it's not something anybody needs to be afraid of. But if you've got an idea and you're just not sure where to go with it, you can also contact myself, Joel Bennett, at 780-7858 or email me at veelhoden@gmail.com. And veelhoden being a Dutch term, I'll spell it out, veelhoeden @gmail.com.
And what's the deadline?
Deadline for submission is December 31st of this year. We will make a decision on the residence by January 15, and then we'd like people to be able to start their residency the beginning of February. And that can, you know, that doesn't mean you have to be your full time 8 to 5 every day. It just means that we start working through your idea and getting a schedule determined by February. So, really looking for folks that could start as quickly as possible. And with a 6-month residency, the one piece with that is that's granted for 6 months. That would take you through August. But there's always an opportunity for us to continue that or extend that if we see that you're very close to getting it done or you're already having an impact and we want to continue that impact in the community.
Thanks to Joel Bennett for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.